Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies with a snapshot of each one. The seats, the boundaries, the holders, the challengers, the turf wars and the infighting. I'm Sarah McInerney and I'm joined once again in the podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan and also by Cathal Mullany, broadcaster and author of How Connacht Voted in 2016. And are you both ready for the next one? This is my favourite one.
You're going home, Sarah.
I'm going home.
But you'll be stuck in traffic for a long time.
I will. And that is one of the issues, no doubt, we're going to talk about. It's Galway West, of course. And Barry, you might kick us off with the seats and the seat holders.
Yes, 5 seats here in Galway West and 4 TDs returning for more action, looking to be re-elected. They are the independent Noel Grealish, Sinn Féin's Mairead Farrell, Catherine Connolly, the independent, and Fine Gael's Hildegard Nocton. One highly significant departure here, that's Eamon O'Queeve for Fianna Fáil, who has held a seat in this constituency since 1992.
Okay, what about the overview then, Cathal, of Galway West as a constituency?
Well, as you know, Sarah, vast constituency stretching out to Clifton in the west, then obviously Galway City, and then up north as far as the likes of Clonburr and Mam Cross up in the northern end of the constituency. Traffic and transport is one of the major issues that'll probably crop up and has cropped up over the last number of years. Then in tourism is a huge issue as well, and the cost of things for people involved in the hospitality sector. You've obviously got lots of educational facilities in Galway City in terms of the university and colleges, and health with Galway Hospital, obviously a major part of the local infrastructure as well.
Any significant changes here by way of the boundary review?
Just a minimal change up at the northern end, where there was a portion of County Mayo, part of Galway West, but the likes of Shrewl and Connacht have now moved back across into Mayo to make Mayo a 5C constituency again and restore the county boundary, but it's more or less as it was for Galway West.
Okay, time for our usual warning that this is based on all the information that we have at the time of recording. The campaign proper has not started yet. Candidate nominations have not closed as we're speaking, and Barry, you're going to be joining us later with an update on all of that. But for now, where do you want to start? I think there's only one place to start, isn't there, with Galway West?
The million dollar question. How will Gráinne Seoighe, formerly of this stable here in RTE, do for Fianna Fáil in Galway West? I've sounded out over a dozen, between a dozen and 15 people locally involved in politics. An opinion is very much split on how she will do. Maybe 55% say she'll fly it. The other 45 say she'll flop. So it's very, very hard to know how Gráinne Seoighe will do, looking to retain the Connemara vote that belonged to Eamon O'Queeve. In her favour, I was told by one high-ranking Fianna Fáil official that at the convention to pick her, that local delegates, those who supported O'Queeve, flocked around her, so they will perhaps have her back in that key part of the constituency for her. On the other hand, I've heard she's doing sort of town hall style canvases rather than knocking on every door, but she did make the point in an interview with Niamh Horan how most of the houses in the area are holiday homes anyway, and really playing to her base. She's had several media performances as a candidate so far in the newspapers, but perhaps to what I was termed to me by those even who support her as shaky broadcast interviews on Galway Bay FM and indeed on Raja na Gaeltachta. So very, very hard to know. The other Fianna Fáil candidate here is John Connolly, the city councillor. And again, geography here by Fianna Fáil strategists has to be called into question. John Connolly was a teacher in Killannon for 12 years, which is in the Connemara, West Galway area, where Gráinne Seoighe perhaps will look to farm. He's involved in Barna GAA, lives in Salthill, and he's now a school principal in Athenry, which is out of the constituency, but is perhaps fishing in some of the same waters. At his launch, I'm told, several of the party top brass were there locally for Fianna Fáil, including Sean O'Neill, Ollie Crow, and even Eamon O'Queeve. And really, Eamon O'Queeve's decision here on who to back is seen by many local observers within Fianna Fáil and outside it as the key turning point as to whether Fianna Fáil can retain the seat and who might come out on top between Seoighe Seoga and Connolly.
And Cathal, obviously she has the celebrity candidate going for her, and we've discussed that in some of our other podcasts about, you know, how that has been shown in the European elections to be, you know, potentially a very successful strategy. She's been talking about the Ring Road, which everyone is talking about. So that's good to play well for. How do you see the Fianna Fáil situation playing out?
Yeah, I think there's certainly one seat there for Fianna Fáil. It'd be a disaster really for them if they fail to take a seat. And I think Gráinne Seoga should take a seat given the obvious things in her favour in terms of, as you say, name recognition, face recognition is such an important thing in politics now. And I think obviously she'll have the ability through that to resonate with voters right across the constituencies, not in just her Connemara base. And the city is obviously going to be a very important bailiwick as well for candidates to challenge and for votes. So I think she's very well placed. But it's very important for her, I think, to get the local organisation on side in terms of the Éamon O'Caoimh supporters, because that's a long-standing tradition that they have, and in terms of getting the party machinery behind her
but
as well.
Fianna Fáil got 22.7% of the vote the last time, but you look at Éamon O'Caoimh's vote, it was 8,500. Is all that vote going to stay with Fianna Fáil? That is the big question. And the dynamic locally around Connemara, Mike Collins, Spiedel has changed since the last election with the emergence of Independent Ireland, and they have a horse in this race as well. Of course, you'll recall how two high profile councillors in Connemara resigned from Fianna Fáil, namely Noel Thomas and Seamus Walsh, in the aftermath around the suspected arson attack of the Ross Lake House Hotel in Roscahl, when that was earmarked for the accommodation of asylum seekers. But the three candidates for Independent Ireland in Connemara, they took three seats in Connemara, they got a combined 4,652 votes. Noel Thomas is in this race, even if he accrues 3,000, 3.5 of those. He's putting a major dent into Fianna Fáil's vote share. And given the geographical concentration of their two candidates, I'm not going to give a hot take that they'll lose the seat, but they are going to be flirting around seat 4 and 5,
really,
I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, they've left from the, if anyone goes to the Galway races, from the G Hotel and the Huntsman right out to Oran Mór, completely blank of a candidate. There was talk of Alan Sheevers being added, the city candidate, but he'd claimed a whispering campaign about his health was waged to dissuade delegates from voting for his candidacy for this general election. Now, I think issues around that have since been resolved and trashed out with headquarters, but
they could add a third yet.
I think it's off the table now.
Okay.
But perhaps a more balanced geographic ticket might have secured a seat. But with Noel Thomas in the field, I don't think he'll travel into the city as a candidate to get seriously involved in the final shakeup. But the dent he puts into Fianna Fáil will be critical to Gráinne Seoga's chances.
Yeah, okay. You just wonder, will Gráinne Seoga, the name recognition that Gráinne Seoga has, might that offset the geographical issue where she's able to maybe gain votes around the entire constituency?
She had highly prominent city councillor Peter Keane out for her, and Val Hanley as well, who's the chair of the Cormac Cantar in Galway City. I think one of her posters might have appeared early as well, so they're pretty excited in the Gráinne Seoga camp. So
now,
it'll
Fine Gael,
be hard to know.
We'll move on to Fine Gael. Cathal, how do you see Fine Gael doing in this constituency?
Well, two very strong candidates, Hildegard Nocton, obviously the sitting TD, and Sean Kyne, who was previously a TD for this constituency, also standing this time around. Two candidates. Strategy for Fine Gael is probably the right one, again coming back to Barry's point about geographical considerations for Fianna Fáil. Probably a little bit concentrated from a Fine Gael point of view as well, where I think I'm right in saying that Hildegard Nocton, based in the city area, and Sean Kyne out the road in Moycullen, it's quite close by. Two very well-established candidates. I think Fine Gael have to be aiming here for two seats if they're to have any ambition of getting up towards the 45-50 seat mark nationally, which it seems like they're targeting. And I think two seats here, a very realistic prospect for them. Though their vote in the local elections, and you can probably back me up on this, Barry, was quite poor in the city area in particular.
Definitely. But Fine Gael are now talking this up as very strong, verging on banker territory for two seats. Hildegard Nocton, written off so many occasions in her political career prior to the 2016 election. She was dismissed, documents revealed from within Fine Gael, as a weak candidate. She got elected in 2020. It was thought she'd lose her seat at the expense of Sean Kyne. It was Sean Kyne who lost her seat. And on this occasion, Hildegard Nocton is being tipped to top the poll, imagine. She's originally from Oran Mór, so she's a good geographical spread. Sean Kyne around Moycullen and Uachtaráid, he lost a serious amount of votes over the controversy around the housing of asylum seekers in Uachtaráid in late 2019. And he's been seen canvassing Uachtar Ardmoy Cullen quite vigorously, sometimes by himself, trying to have conversations to win back those voters. But Fine Gael feel on a national rating of 27% that they could easily take two seats here, and that if they do get a second, no guarantee, it would perhaps would be at the expense of Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin's Mairéad Farrell.
And that's where I want to move to next. Mairéad Farrell and Sinn Féin. Cathal, how do you think her chances are?
Yeah, did really well to win a seat the last time on 14% of the vote, 8,500 or thereabouts first preference votes. Sinn Féin prior to that with Trevor O'Clogarty performed quite well as well. So there clearly is quite a good base of a Sinn Féin vote within the Galway West constituency. Obviously, given their challenges in the national polls over the last 12 months or so, Mairéad Farrell's vote likely to be down, but has had a high profile since being elected in 2020. It's going to be a challenge to hang on, I would think, like Barry said there, probably in contention for the fourth or fifth seat, but it's going to be interesting to see how resilient that vote is for her.
Yeah, she was 14% of the vote the last time, and as Cathal said, there is that core Sinn Féin vote here. She's also helped by geography in that Hildegard Nocton and Noel Grealish are the only leading protagonists around her, so she'll hope to do well in the Merview area in particular, where she did in the last election. And remember, her aunt Mairéad Farrell, one of three unarmed members of the Provisional IRA, shot dead by the British SAS in Gibraltar in March 1988, and after her shock victory 4 years ago, Mairéad Farrell held up the tricolour, which would be draped across her aunt's coffin. Now the chair of the Public Accounts Committee, she's likely to have a prominent national role, but she's certainly coming under pressure from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. They think she is the seat that is most vulnerable here if any of the incumbents are going to be unseated. Kind of hard to know. She should be okay on the first count, but she'll need transfers badly, and it's hard to know, will the left coalesce around her?
Two high profile independents here, Cathal, Noel Grealish and Catherine Connolly.
Yeah, you'd imagine both should be okay to hang on to their seat. I think Catherine Connolly has had a relatively high profile since being elected, has been quite effective, I think would be the general consensus on the ground in Galway West. And then Noel Grealish, very well established at this stage as a TD, has been working the ground there for quite a long time now, has a well established local organisation as well. Given how well independents are doing in the national polls, you'd expect that their vote will hold up quite well.
We're going to give Noel Grealish the kiss of death now and say he's a certainty. Remember, in the last election, we'll get a key early indication of how this constituency will go, because TG are doing a poll for Galway West, Mayo, Donegal, Kerry throughout the campaign. One of the first could be Galway West, so that'll be key early on. In the last TG Cahir poll before the election, Noel Grealish got 6 or 7%, was in trouble. He said he never slept as easy as he did that night, and he comfortably retained his seat. He has a team of councillors around him, which some would say is the Noel Grealish party locally, all re-elected to the Galway City and County Councils at the last elections, and the six, which include Mike Cubbard, who's standing in his own right in this election. All six garnered a combined total of 8,427 votes in the local elections, and most of them are from the Progressive Democrat gene pool. Of course, Noel Grealish first elected as a PD in 2002, so that local election showing shows that Noel Grealish is on a very solid footing to retain his seat.
Okay, mischievous smile from Barry Lenehan for those of you who can't see him, which is all of you, when he said he was going to give Noel Grealish the kiss of death. You haven't given me your thoughts on Catherine Connolly.
I think she looks relatively certain as well. We've gone through constituencies like where Michael Lowry blocks off Fine Gael, or Matty McGrath blocks off Fianna Fáil. Catherine Connolly, this once a Labour stronghold with President Michael D. Higgins, of course, and then Derek Nolan subsequently. Catherine Connolly looks to have that left seat pretty much sewn up the last Cian Corlan. Now, her sister retired prior to the last local elections, so she mightn't have the same footprint on the ground, but she's seen as relatively secure. Labour do have a candidate here, that's Helen Ogbu, and they do have some hope for her. She made history earlier this year when she was the first African woman to be elected to Galway City Council, and Labour returned three councillors in the Galway City elections, so they do have some hope that she could get into the mix on a good day.
What about the Green Party here then, Cathal? Because we've got Pauline O'Reilly here, and high profile Green Party senator. She's been very focal again on the Ring Road, but she's talking about the need for more public transport.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how she performs, Sarah. Reasonable performance last time, 6% of the vote, just over 3,600 first preferences on the first count. It's probably one of the constituencies where you'd expect the Green Party maybe to do a little bit better than they might do otherwise in some of the in inverted commas, rural constituencies. As you say, Pauline O'Reilly has a high profile, ran in the European elections earlier on this year, but I think it's too much of a stretch to suggest that she can take a seat here, I think.
Yeah, but she'll obviously feature prominently in the national campaign for the Green Party, as will Hildegard Nocton, who's been earmarked as one of Fine Gael's leading spokespeople as well. So that might garner her a few votes. Also, the Social Democrats, the representation on Galway City Council, but they have had controversy after the resignation of their former councillor, Owen Hanley, here. But if the party can gather locally, they too may feel they could be in the hunt here. Ultimately, you'll probably see Helen Ogbu, Pauline O'Reilly and the Social Democrats, their votes, like in many other constituencies, will transfer to each other. But whether there's enough there to get them up towards catching the second Fine Gael candidate, the Fianna Fáilers, and Mairéad Farrell, that's the tricky conundrum for them.
And a lot of that, of course, is going to be decided in the campaign, which hasn't started yet, Cathal, but still, with all those caveats in place, what are your predictions for Galway West?
Well, I'm going to say, for a start, Sarah, that we'll have the two independents return. That's Catherine Connolly and Noel Grealish, and then one Fianna Fáil in Grainne Seoighe, and I would suggest that Fine Gael will take two seats here in Sean Kyne and Hildegard Nocton.
Barry?
Yes, I would say Noel Grealish, Catherine Connolly and Hildegard Nocton look like they're heading back to Leinster House. It's then between Fianna Fáil, Mairéad Farrell and Sean Kyne for those final two seats. It would be remarkable if Fianna Fáil couldn't muster a seat here. It's not beyond the realms of the possibilities, I would say, but they perhaps should muster a seat with slight preference to Grainne Seoighe on that one. And maybe Mairéad Farrell and Sean Kyne battling out for the final seat. Kyne won a seat by 17 votes in 2011, wasn't too far off the last time, so you'd have to favour him maybe to scrape in at the moment.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you so much, Cathal and Barry. You're going to be back with us for an update after the nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Jamie Doyle was on sound and our producer was Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RT Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RT Television and all our digital platforms, for where you'll get full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know Your Constituency, the RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.